Over the course of the 3 years of the Trump administration, there's been consistent concern about whether so-called hate groups have felt encouraged or at least not publicly denounced strongly enough by the president. People of color, Jewish people, and members of the LGBTQ community have felt threatened more intensely of late, and groups that espouse negative feelings or actions toward minorities have been more vocal in the public square. Former Arizona journalist Nick Martin has observed this closely, and it's what inspired him to start a new publication called The Informant, which focuses on hate-related organizations and incidents. Nick, do you believe these groups have felt more comfortable being public with their views over the past 3 years or so?
I think that's absolutely right. You know, I think that we have groups that feel emboldened right now. One of the ways that I think about it is that what the Trump administration has brought on is kind of the end of shame in America. It's no longer necessarily seen as bad or socially unacceptable for people to voice some of these toxic views. And I feel especially emboldened online. You know, I think online culture leads to a lot of that.
So do you think many of us would be surprised at the prevalence of these groups and even individuals that you may see on the street, you may see at the grocery store? Is it obvious when we hear or see from certain people, you especially with your trained eye and your trained journalism aspect of this, or are these people who would surprise us? Is it hiding in plain sight is the phrase I'd use?
I think it's a little bit of all of that. I think it's a range of things. There are still a number of people who only espouse their racist, hateful ideas online. Maybe they use a fictitious name online and, you know, they go to their day jobs and, you know, they get home and they spend too much time on the internet espousing these ideas. But I also know that there are people, even right there in Arizona, who are out and out about their racist views. If you ask them if they were neo-Nazis, they would say, heck yes, I am. And those are people who have been long involved in this movement. But there are also people who are sort of in between. You know, I think of the case of this state lawmaker in Washington State named Matt Shea, who there was a report recently that came out showing that he was tied to what the report described as domestic terrorist groups. This is a person who has been elected to office on multiple occasions, and there's really no sign that this report is even going to hurt his career. He very likely still has the support of people in the area that he is elected in, and he's out about those ideas, but they're not really affecting his political chances.
This sort of reporting takes a lot of guts because there are a lot of people who are not happy you'd be reporting on this sort of thing. So you must be compelled to do this. Is there something deeper there, Nick, that made you want to make sure people knew about this?
You know, I started out my career working at the East Valley Tribune in Mesa, Arizona. And I was also at the same time attending college. I was attending Mesa Community College. At that time, there was a man who was the president of the Young Republicans Club at Mesa Community College. His name was JT Reddy. I met him for the first time when he was protesting a 2004 event by President George W. Bush. And I thought to myself at the time, and I asked him this when I ran into him, why is the president of the Young Republicans Club protesting a Republican president? And his response to me was essentially that he believed that George W. Bush was soft on immigration and that he, JT Reddy, was mad as hell about it. I don't know at the time whether JT Reddy was a neo-Nazi, whether he had joined any kind of group or organization. But over the years, it became clear that he was a neo-Nazi. He marched with a group called the National Socialist Movement, which at the time was the largest neo-Nazi organization in America. We're talking about marches where guys are wearing swastika bandanas and some are waving swastika flags. And JT Reddy was a significant part of that. In 2012, I was working in New York City for a website called Talking Points Memo when word came out of Gilbert, Arizona, that JT Reddy had walked into a house, had murdered his girlfriend and three other people, including a toddler, and then killed himself. Those murders to this day still haunt me. And I've talked to a number of other people in Arizona that those murders still haunt as well. People in law enforcement, people in journalism, because a lot of people knew who JT Reddy was and knew he was dangerous, and nobody was able to do anything to stop what happened. That interaction with JT Reddy, going back to Mesa Community College and the George W. Bush event, and seeing his transformation over time, is really a personal motivator to continue exposing these things and to do whatever I can, whatever tools I have in front of me, to try to make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen. It will happen again. It has happened again since that time, but I want to do whatever I can to stop it.
That is Nick Martin, former Arizona journalist. He has just started The Informant, which you can find online at informant.news. Nick, thanks so much. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, Steve.